What happens when two deeply damaged souls find each other in the most unlikely of places? The Fabric of Our Souls explores this question through Wynn Coldfox, a young woman with a literal and metaphorical bad heart, and Liam Nevers, a man haunted by his past. Their story begins in the aftermath of Wynn's suicide attempt, when her wealthy brother sends her to Harlow Sanctum, a rehabilitation center with unconventional methods and hidden secrets. What unfolds is not just a romance, but an exploration of how trauma shapes us, how connection heals us, and how sometimes the most broken people recognize each other's worth in ways others cannot. Wynn Coldfox was born dying, a congenital heart condition defining her existence. At 26, she attempts suicide, convinced her life only brings others pain. Depression has hollowed her completely. A chemical imbalance medication can't fix, and an emptiness nothing fills. Her medical records chronicle surgeries, experimental treatments, and a prognosis shadowing every birthday. After mixing pills with whiskey, she wakes to find her brother James beside her hospital bed, grief and anger evident. His solution, Harlow Sanctum, a mountain rehabilitation center with high success rates. As he grips her hand with unprecedented tears, reminding her she's all he has left after their parents' death, Wynn agrees while wondering if being cured would fundamentally change her identity. There, she meets Liam, who impersonates a nurse to access her room. Rather than offering platitudes about her suicide attempt, he tells her she should wait next time. Wait for anything, even a devil like me. He gives her an onyx stone to banish grief, creating an unexpected connection. Despite his cold curiosity, his promise to hold her until the darkness fades cracks something in Wynn's emotional walls. Harlow Sanctum, an isolated castle-like rehabilitation facility in Montana, operates with surprisingly lenient policies. Wynn immediately antagonizes her counselor Jericho during their first session. Her initial positive impression crumbles when she discovers her roommate is Liam, the man from the hospital. While alone, she searches his belongings, finding plant research, anatomy diagrams, and alarming articles about people who vanished after leaving Harlow. A mystery shrouds the facility. Wynn learns of 6 patients who disappeared a decade ago. When Lanston nearly mentions someone called Crosby, Liam silences him abruptly. Together, they explore the basement, discovering an abandoned fort with a recent photo showing Monica, Beverly, Charlie, and Crosby. In the greenhouse, Lanston reveals a hidden blood-stained room where Crosby had injured Liam. The truth emerges. Crosby is actually Perry, Liam's younger brother who developed an alter ego after a car accident that killed their oldest brother, Neil. 17-year-old Liam was drunk during the accident. After Perry's recovery, his Crosby personality tortured Liam as punishment while their mother watched, repeating, "It's your fault." Wynn and Liam's relationship begins with antagonism masking deeper attraction. When Liam tries intimidating her, Wynn boldly grabs his privates. He threatens her before showing the laundry room, where she notices a crossed-out name, Crosby, the first hint of mystery. Their interactions are charged with tension. Liam insists she eat when she skips meals, revealing unexpected concern. During a restless night, Wynn observes Liam having nightmares. When his phone chirps at 4 a.m., he returns, wet, muddy, and bleeding. Despite his resistance, Wynn insists on bandaging his wound. Their physical relationship begins with truth or dare that escalates into intense intimacy. Despite mutual declarations of hatred, they engage in passionate foreplay until Wynn panics when Liam attempts unprotected sex. Using their safe word, she stops him, and he reveals all patients undergo STI testing. What begins as hate fucking gradually evolves into something deeper, a connection neither expected but both desperately need. Music becomes a powerful vehicle for emotional healing at Harlow Sanctum. During therapy, Wynn confronts the piano she's avoided. painful memories surface of her cruel teacher and mother who crushed her love for music. Liam offers to play instead. His masterful performance of London Calling by Michael Giacchino moves Wynne to unexpected tears. Watching him play without restraint forces her to confront buried emotions about music and rejection. When he finishes, Liam tenderly wipes her tears and asks if he reached her. Later, Wynne discovers Liam contemplating self-harm. She embraces him, explaining that his playing doesn't make her sad, it opens wounds that need healing. "I felt the music coming from your soul and the pain I've locked away," she says. In another session, Liam guides Wynne back to playing. When performing For the Damaged Coda together, he intentionally adds notes to push her beyond perfectionism. She begins improvising, revealing her true musical voice. Tears fill her eyes as she whispers, "Thank you for helping me remember why I loved playing." Amid the darkness, genuine connections form between Wynne, Liam, and Lanston. Lanston reveals how Liam saved him during a suicide attempt, insisting Liam is all mush on the inside. The trio bonds through board games, trips to town, and quiet moments together. In a forest clearing filled with white moonflowers planted by previous patients, Liam explains the flowers' rings symbolize perseverance. He reveals he found three, keeping one, giving one to Lanston, and one to Wynne. He chose her because he saw a mind both beautiful and dangerous, not someone to pity. As they grow closer, Liam confesses, "Do you have any idea how hard it is to have the two closest people in your life want to die?" When he admits he loves her, she kisses him, saying, "It's only ever been you." Liam reveals their matching tattoos represent their healing journey. Their relationship creates inevitable tension. Lanston clearly loves Wynne, while she and Liam are falling for each other. Someone will be hurt. The peace shatters during the fall festival when Crosby attacks them in a corn maze, then burns Harlow Sanctum, killing 56 people. Wynne and Lanston, having left earlier, struggle with survivor's guilt. The final confrontation occurs when Liam escapes Crosby's capture. Wynne follows a blood trail to find them fighting over a gun. Despite warnings, she tackles Crosby, who shoots her before Liam can intervene. Lanston arrives to find Crosby unconscious, Liam wounded, and Wynne shot in the heart. In a final sacrifice, Lanston, now paralyzed from a spinal injury, donates his heart to Wynne. "I was born with a bad heart, but he gave me his, and because of him, I will never take my life for granted again." A year later, Liam and Wynne build a life in Boston, creating Never Haven. Liam places his hands on Wynne's pregnant belly, desiring the final part of our cure. As they embrace, he traces the Roman numeral 3 tattooed on her arm, their eternal bond with Lanston. The fabric of our souls reminds us that even in darkness, we deserve love and can heal when others walk alongside us.